May 28, 1917, 3:35 p.m. Aircraft Production Board Waiting Room, Washington, D.C. Colonel Deeds was late for his appointments. He was detained by an urgent meeting and request from his board members. They needed a new aircraft engine. A big one. Fast. Preferably yesterday. Deeds had no idea where or how he was going to get it until he walked into his waiting room. There they were, Hall and Vincent. Engine designers. This is too good to be true. Gentlemen, he said. So glad to see you both. I have an urgent new assignment for the two of you. For the Liberty engine that would make the first flight around the world 7 years later, this was the moment of conception. Their assignment was simple. Build a new, more powerful aircraft engine than had ever been made before in the United States. And, by the way, let's make it a whole new family of engines. Modular, if you please. That way, we can use the same parts for engines from 4 to 12 cylinders, from 150 through 400 horsepower. Makes production and inventory of spare parts much simpler, you know. Also, no fancy tooling, if you please. Takes too long to make. Oh, and about the time. Forget the usual 12 months for design and 18 additional months for tooling and production. We can give you only 1 week for design, and it must be running within 1 month. Colonel Deeds shook their hands and left. Hall and Vincent looked at each other in astonishment. Was he serious? They both asked the secretary as they left. You bet he was, she said. I'd get started right now if I were you. They were too stunned to say no. The task seemed impossible.